From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm Beth Ruyak. A brand new PPIC poll has prompted some state Republican leaders to call for Travis Allen to drop out of the governor's race as that battle for second place becomes even more fierce. Cap Radio's Capital Bureau Chief Ben Adler is joining me from the Bureau. Hi, Ben.
Good morning, Beth.
So the poll was embargoed until 9 last night. Almost immediately, the reactions came from the candidates and have prompted a lot of reshuffling, at least of perspective today. Is that the right way to say it?
Well, I think there was always a, everyone has known that Gavin Newsom's in first place, and he's widely expected to make the runoff. What we have seen solidified and cemented in the last couple of days with two new polls, one from USC and the Los Angeles Times, and this one from the Public Policy Institute of California, is that the race for second at this point really is John Cox, the San Diego Republican businessman, and Antonio Villaraigosa, the Democratic former mayor of Los Angeles. So it's Newsom at 25% in PPIC, Cox at 19%, Villaraigosa at 15%. They're then followed by Travis Allen, the Republican conservative assemblyman from Orange County, at 11%, State Treasurer John Chung at 9%, and former state schools chief Democrat Delaine Easton at 6%. And 15% of voters remain undecided in this poll, Beth.
So what I just mentioned, this battle between John Cox and Travis Allen, the two Republicans that are at the top, it did prompt some leaders last night to say that Travis Allen should now drop out.
Yes, there was a statement issued by the Cox campaign. It came from in the names of several different elder statesmen and of the state party. There were a couple of state party chairs, former state party chairs, mentioned, saying that Allen should drop out. And then a top current official in the state Republican Party, Harmeet Dillon, who I think is the GOP National Committee woman, she posted on Facebook that basically Allen can choose to be a hero and give himself a political future in California, or he can be a spoiler.
For people who might not know, the first and second spots will be decided on June 5th. And then those two candidates keep campaigning until the November 6th general election. It doesn't matter which parties those top two candidates are from, and that's the source of this battle.
Yes, that's the key, because it's, there's a lot of different dynamics at play. But, if you're President Trump, who endorsed John Cox recently, you are looking for a Republican at the top of the ticket because it'll improve turnout down the ballot. The thinking goes, and there are people who disagree with this line of thinking, but the thinking goes that if there's no Republican at the top of the ticket, then what is going to motivate GOP voters to turn out and vote in these key congressional races that we're always talking about that could prove pivotal to Democratic efforts to take back the House of Representatives in Washington? And so for President Trump, for House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy of Bakersfield, for the members of Congress themselves and their backers in California, they all want to see a Republican at the top of the ticket. They have made the determination that John Cox, likely because he has the most personal wealth at his disposal and the best fundraising, has the best shot at reaching the top two. That is something that Gavin Newsom has also decided. And so and Newsom wants to face a Republican in November because he thinks that it would make him a shoe-in for the governor's mansion in deep blue California. So you kind of have this odd alliance of Gavin Newsom and Donald Trump and Kevin McCarthy and John Cox all pushing for a Newsom-Cox top two finish in June. And then you have the other candidates who are saying, well, not so fast, and they're all trying to squeak their way into the top two.
You just nicely set up two pieces of sound we're going to listen to.
It's as if I knew they were coming or something.
As if you did. And they're going to be back to back. So let me say, first is John Cox, and he's referencing what Ben just described, the support and endorsement of President Trump for his campaign. Then you're going to see or hear a reaction from Cox's Republican rival, Travis Allen.
I'm honored to have the president's support. I want to achieve results like he is. I'm not the same kind of person. I'm from Chicago. He's from New York. We will have a different style, but we are both business people who have spent a lifetime delivering results. That's what is improving his approval rating in California and the whole country. And I think that's what the people of California want. They want results.
unfortunately, this is the Washington swamp that we've heard so much about. Kevin McCarthy, as we hear, has the ear of the president. And Kevin McCarthy is trying to run for Speaker of the House, a position that I hope he gets. Unfortunately, you know, Kevin has made the same mistake that establishment Republicans have made for decades now in California. They are trying to put another wealthy business owner as the Republican nominee. It's a failing formula. It failed them with Meg Whitman. It failed them with Neil Kashkari. And it certainly won't work now.
Ben, if you only judged by the feistiness of Travis Allen in the gubernatorial debate that happened a few weeks ago, the money at this point would be on Travis Allen staying in the race.
Well, I would be shocked if he dropped out. He was just in our studio the other day doing an interview with another station, and I stepped in to ask him a couple questions afterward. And it was really interesting to watch him. He was kind of bobbing as if there was a tune in the back of his head as he was answering the questions. His eyes were a little closed. He was, you know, he was clearly having fun. You know, for him, this was his moment. Who knows if he's going to advance into the top two. But you can tell that he's enjoying the ride. And there are a lot of people, you know, to him in his world who are saying that they absolutely agree with what he's saying as he takes a very Trumpian tone about California on a daily basis. So, you know, I don't know if he deep down thinks he's going to win or if he deep down believes he probably won't win either the primary or the general. But I would be shocked if he dropped out.
Meanwhile, John Cox has had an interesting choreography, shall we call it, with regard to where he is on President Trump. And voters who are paying attention, especially Republican voters, are going to have some interesting decision making with regard to whether he's their candidate.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be just really fascinating to watch how Republicans vote because John Cox did not vote for Donald Trump, right? He voted for Libertarian presidential nominee Gary Johnson. Travis Allen didn't originally support Trump, but he got on board as soon as it was clear that Trump was going to win in the primary. And so he, you know, wrote, as he likes to say, he wrote op-eds about it and has, you know, really tried to attack John Cox for it on the campaign trail, so and in debates. At the state party convention earlier this month, it was apparent that Cox had more support among the party establishment, but that Allen had a lot of support among the grassroots. And so it's the old vote with your head or with your heart mentality that is going to be up to a lot of Republican voters, just as sometimes it's up. That's the question that Democrats ask themselves.
I believe this PPIC poll has Democrat John Chung in fifth place, but he's insisting his momentum is strong. Here's some of what he said about the race.
We're facing massive attacks from a couple of the major institutional special interests in Sacramento. We're under attack by Gavin Newsom's campaign. You're not under fierce attack unless you're moving in the polls.
Ben, the thing to remember is that thousands, maybe even millions of ballots have already been mailed in California. Though most of the ballots will probably be cast on June 5th, on the actual primary day. But I think we should point out that these are not exit poll results, to use that phrase loosely. These poll results have no reflection yet on the voting that's taken place.
Well, the polls that we're seeing, yes, that's correct. They are, and it's really hard to say which poll is more accurate than another, and methodologies are interesting. For example, the USC poll that came out earlier this week was in the field for a month. It went into the field in mid-April before any TV ads went on, before voters got their vote by mail ballots and sample ballots, and before a lot of people were paying much attention to the race. And so it's unclear how representative of Californians' views now that poll is when it was in the field from April 18th to May 18th. And as far as ballots being returned, I think at last check, about a million, maybe a little under a million vote-by-mail ballots had been returned so far. And that's a lot. We'll see how many people actually vote by June 5th.
Okay, just quickly, single payer was surveyed in the PPIC poll. It has the support of 53% of likely voters, but if it requires raising taxes, that support drops to 41%. And a final few seconds, Ben, on the race for California U.S. Senate.
Not surprising that Dianne Feinstein maintains her clear lead over Democratic state senator and former Senate leader Kevin DeLeon. It is, however, expected because there's no prominent Republican in the race, it's expected that those two candidates will move on to the November general election.
All right, Ben. I know you'll have more coverage of all of this afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Anytime.
And you can find more at capradio.org. You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio.